Book Choice, Publisher's Choice with Paige Nick.
Well, hello and welcome to another wonderful, marvellous, exceptional, thesaurus-filled episode of Book Choice here on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick, and our show is sponsored, as always, by Exclusive Books. Today, you get our extra special Publisher's Choice edition. So if you're a regular listener to the show, you will know that in this show, we feature three of South Africa's top publishers join us, Penguin Random House, Jonathan Bull Publishers, and Pan Macmillan Publishers, and South Africa's favorite bookseller, Exclusive Books. They join us once a month to tell us what they've got coming up, what's trending, what's on the shelves, what they're most excited about putting on their shelves and putting out in the world. So this is one of my favorite shows because these guys really know the ins and outs of publishing. They know what's going on in the world out there, and they're here to share it with us. So we are particularly grateful to have them here. We're going to start off today's show. We don't have any time to waste, so we're going to go straight into it. And I want to bring you as many books as possible, especially because we're going into that big book gifting and reading season. The festive season is great for reading, so you might be building your list already. So I want to get straight into the show and give you as many options as possible. And that's why we're starting with the Penguin Random House team. Viz Chetty is here. And he's going to tell us what they've got coming up on their shelves through the month of October and into a little bit of November. They've got some massive big hitters. Welcome to the show, Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House.
Hi, and welcome to the October edition of Book Choice. This is Viz Chetty from PRH. Paige, thanks for having me back again this month. We have some wonderful titles in the market, and we're hoping that you will pick some of them up, read them, enjoy them, because they're all really, really great titles coming up. Okay, so releasing mid-month, this month, October, 14th of October, you will see Harlan Coben and Reese Witherspoon's wonderful collaboration. The book is called Gone Before Goodbye. It is the first time that these two are collaborating, but they are no strangers to the thriller genre. So anybody who's looking for a great thriller with fast-paced, action-packed, good characters, good character by the name of Pork Chop. So if you read it, my favorite character in this one is called Pork Chop. The story follows Maggie and Mark. Maggie and Mark are two surgeons. They come from very prestigious families. They also have parents who were surgeons, and Maggie, unfortunately, has lost her license in recent times, so she's not actually practicing, but Mark is one of those doctors that practices in war-torn areas and dangerous areas. So they're sort of apart, and it starts off with him in a little town in the north of Africa trying to help a little boy. Fast forward, Maggie's at a benefit dinner for her mother, who is a well-renowned surgeon, and she gets an offer to come meet an old friend of her mother's who puts an offer on the table. Basically, what happens is a big Russian oligarch needs an operation. They can't really go the traditional route, so they recruit Maggie to operate on him and stay in Moscow 2 weeks after the operation. And as Coben novels go, after she does the operation, he completely disappears. And that's the tone for the rest of the novel, which is her trying to unravel exactly what is going on. So Gone Before Goodbye is out mid-month. It's a wonderful thriller by Harlan Coben, Reese Witherspoon. Check it out. The next one is Freida McFadden's The Intruder. Anybody who's into Freida McFadden, who's read her books, knows that she writes at lightning fast pace. And she is back with a new novel called The Intruder. And it's everything you expect from a Freida McFadden novel. It starts off with a young lady in a cabin, and she's all alone. And there's someone outside that cabin. I'm not going to give you too much here because it's fast-paced. It's wonderful. It's Freida McFadden. You can't miss Pick Up the Intruder. That's out next week. The next one is Richard Osman. Last year, we took a break from the Thursday Murder Club. This year, we saw a movie come out on Netflix, and now we're seeing a number five in the series. So The Impossible Fortune is book number five in the Richard Osman Thursday Murder Club series. We return to our favorite octogenarians. They all have things going. Elizabeth has just lost her husband, and she's sort of grieving the death of Stephen. Joyce has got wedding fever. Her daughter's getting married. Ibrahim is counseling a woman named Connie, and Ron has family dramas that sort of are keeping him all up at night. But at the wedding, as they go, Elizabeth gets, she's been asked by one of the attendees of the wedding that he needs some help. And as she goes back, this goes into the Thursday Murder Club. They try to help this person. And obviously that sets the tone for a wonderful set of events as the Thursday Murder Club goes. So these are, you know, the classic Richard Osman. It's nice to come back to the series. It's book number 5. You have to pick this up. It's wonderful. All right. And then the next one is Gareth Crocker, another great thriller. He wrote a book for us last year called Now You Suffer. This one is called Now You Bleed, which is the follow-up. In that first book, it was around the main character, Reuben Ellis, and the disappearance of his daughter. In this one, he's obviously got her back. And he's on the case of a psychopathic serial killer who has really weird ways of killing people. The police can't seem to solve this issue, and his captain basically recruits him, and he recruits his friend Melissa to help him uncover this case. A really smart novel as well, a really smart killer in this novel. It's really great, funny, great characters, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So Gareth Crocker, Now You Bleed, is out right now. Okay, and then it seems I've got a theme this month. I've got lots of great thrillers in here. William Boyd is back with another one in the series that he started last year. The first book was called Gabriel's Moon. The main character was called Gabriel Dax, and he's a writer. He returns in this one called The Predicament, and the story is set in 1963. Dax is trying to finish his book on rivers of the world, and he gets pulled in by his handler. As you know from the first novel, he sort of has a crush on Faith Green, who's his MI6 handler. He gets pulled into Guatemala in 1963, where the country's in turmoil. There's a presidential election coming up, and the person who's in charge is an ex-priest, left-wing trade union leader, and he's now predicted to win, and he gets involved in that because he is coming through an American fruit company called United Fruits, and they're part in the whole politics of this country at the time, so he gets involved there. The story takes you from Guatemala to Britain to West Berlin, where President John F. Kennedy is set to visit. It's a wonderful series. This I would recommend you pick up Gabriel's Moon, though. You will just fly through it. So William Boyd, The Predicament, is out now. Right, and then a quick mention. Jan Voyage is a brand new cookbook that we've released by Jan Hendrik van de Vesthaes, and it basically covers all the trips that he did with people across the southern region of France and Italy. It's got great photography, great recipes in this one. So look out for that. It's gorgeous gifting for Christmas. It's called Jan Voyage. That's out right now. Okay, that's about it for the list, but I just want to give you a quick mention on the campaign that we have running. PRH is now partnered up with this wonderful company called The Bookery. If you haven't heard about them, go on their website and check it out. We've partnered with them. They do great work. It's an initiative that we feel very passionate about, and it's all about literacy and making sure that kids are reading and have access to books. The Bookery, they do wonderful work, and they've built so many libraries, and more importantly, they've put in trained librarians to manage these libraries, and nearly 100 new libraries across South Africa. So the campaign and the initiative is basically for every Diary of a Wimpy Kid book sold from the 1st of October till the end of January 2026, we will donate R5 to the Bookery. And what that will do is it will help them to carry on with their work, build more libraries, train more librarians, and get more kids reading and have them to have access to these books. So it's a wonderful initiative from us. We're very proud to work with them. You can go on their website. It's the Bookery, and you'll see what they do. And basically, I just wanted to give that a quick mention because it's such a great initiative and it's such a great thing for South Africa. So we are proud to work with them. With that, that's it for October. We have some great books out on the shelf. I've gone through them in the past couple of months. There's a few more coming at the end of this year, which I will be back next month to talk about. Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much, Viz. As always, just an astonishing list there. There were two things that I wanted to chat about that I heard you talk about. The first was you mentioned this new Harlan Coben collab with Reese Witherspoon. I think the book is called Gone Before Goodbye. These series of collaborations, they really interest me. Do you remember there was one, I think he did one with Bill Clinton, and they select, it's really, a lot of it is just a massively brilliant marketing campaign because Harlan Coben has this great name in writing, and then they select a really big name to partner with him and write a book. And they really do interest me, and they seem to do really, really well. What I'm interested here is that he's partnered with Reese Witherspoon, who, she's that actress. Now, I didn't know she was a writer, And what I did know about her was that she has this massive, massive, massive book club globally. I mean, she must have millions of followers. And much like the Oprah Book Club, whatever she promotes gets lots of big sales. So really interesting to me here that they've partnered with Reese Witherspoon, who's not naturally an author as far as I know, but they really are doing a smart thing of the marketing there. I guess they're tapping into a huge audience that she has in the book world. So how interesting is that? I'd be very curious to read this book and see how they've done it and whether she's got the spoons, as they say. So thank you, Viz, for telling us about all those books and especially about the Harlan Coben and Reese Witherspoon, and also especially about a favorite of mine, Gareth Crocker. He's a South African author, and he's got this new Reuben Ellis series. I see he's bringing out the second one now. He's a massive seller. He's got a great pen. He really knows what he's doing. If you like an athletic thriller, and you cannot go wrong with a Gareth Crocker if you like an athletic thriller. The other thing that I wanted to mention before we move on to our first track is you were talking about that Bookery Initiative, which I just think is phenomenal. I have been a fan of the Bookery as far back as I can remember. I absolutely love their work. Not only have they created more than 100 libraries in South Africa, I mean, they really are doing important work here, but they don't just create libraries and leave. They really focus on making the libraries sustainable. And they do that with training. They do that with librarians. So it's not just surface level. They're not just whacking 100 books into a school. They're making sure that there's a computer, that there's a librarian who knows what she's doing and understands the books and understands reading culture. So they're actually leaving a lasting legacy for that school. So it's not something that's just surface level, which is why I say they really are an excellent charity organization to support. Because they're doing the important work, but they're doing it properly. So that initiative, if you missed it, listener, from Penguin Random House, is that from the 1st of October till early next year, every copy of Diary of a Wimpy Kid that gets sold, they're going to donate R5 of that to the Bookery. I mean, isn't that just phenomenal? So thank you, Penguin Random House, for your work. Thank you, Bookery, for your work, listener. They're very much worth supporting and sponsoring. And also, I mean, it's not a bad book. The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, those have been massive multi-million copy bestsellers. So that was our Penguin Random House segment for today. You are listening to Book Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. And we're going to go into our first track, which is I Feel Good. And it's by the Buscade Soweto String Ensemble. Thank you. Welcome back. That was I Feel Good by the Busquets Soweto String Ensemble, and you are listening to Book Choice on Fine Music Radio. My name is Paige Nick. I'm your host of this show, which is Book Choice, the Publisher's Choice Edition, which means today we have three of South Africa's top publishers and South Africa's favorite bookseller, Exclusive Books, are all in the studio. We've had our first publisher up already, Penguin Random House. We're going to move on to our second one now, which is Pan Macmillan. Helen A. is here from Pan Macmillan, and gather around, children, have we got a treat for you, whether you're 3 or 903, yes, I'm talking to you, because we're all children at heart anyway, aren't we? Well, we should be. So, as I mentioned, Helen A. is here from Pan Macmillan. She's got some great options for the children in your life, or just the inner child in your own life. Hello, Helen A.
Hello, Paige, and Fine Music Radio listeners. I'm Helen A., the children's book publicist at Pan Macmillan, and it's always a pleasure to step away from our bookish office and dive into the wonderful world of kids' literature with you. I'd like to highlight some laugh-out-loud illustrated fiction for middle graders, that's roughly 8 to 12-year-olds, and a few charming picture books that are perfect for snuggling up with little ones. If your child is a fan of that wild, anarchic energy of the Treehouse series, then you know the name Andy Griffiths. He's back with a second book in his newest series, simply called You and Me. The new book is You and Me and the Peanut Butter Beast. It's classic Griffiths, silly, high energy, and packed with illustrations by Bill Hope that make the pages feel like they're leaping to life. It follows the adventures of two main characters, you and me, as they try to save their town from, well, a peanut butter monster. It's pure delightful absurdity, perfect for reluctant readers who need a little bit of extra fun to keep them turning the pages. Next up, a title that captures the heart of primary school awkwardness. Dante Inferno is Not a Loser by Brian Gordon. Dante is convinced his life is destined to be a miserable mess. He's an amateur magician, he's invisible to his crush, and he's constantly having to dodge the school bully. This book is a witty, highly illustrated peek into the mind of a kid who just needs a confidence boost. It's got a ton of heart and a great message about finding your own spotlight, even if you feel like a total loser. And finally, in this genre of illustrated books for middle graders, let's talk about a new graphic novel, everybody's favorite at the moment. John Patrick Green's Investigators series is an international sensation, and his newest release is Investigators Case Files. Mango and Brash, our favorite alligator secret agents, are back, but this time the adventure is truly interactive. This is a special Solve Along edition where the investigators have a brand new tool, the GRID grid, to help them gather clues. Readers are asked to use the prompts in each chapter to find clues, spot suspects, and make their own deductions to help crack 6 brand new cases. It's perfect for fans who love immersive mystery solving fun. You don't just read the story, you become a key part of the investigation. Now let's move on to the little ones, our picture book category. At the end, I've got a special guest to introduce Pan Macmillan's brand new local title. But first, let me tell you about some books from abroad. The beloved creators of We're Going on a Bear Hunt, Michael Rosen and Helen Oxenbury, have reunited to bring us another timeless tale with Oh Dear, Look What I Got. Rosen is a master of performance, and this book has his signature rhythmic call-and-response style, making it wonderful for reading aloud. It's the simple, sweet story of a little girl who keeps collecting all sorts of interesting, messy, and slightly gross things to take home to her mom. I went to the shop to get me a carrot. Oh dear, they gave me a parrot. Oh dear, look what I got. Do I want that? No, I do not. See? It's funny, repetitive, and a guaranteed joy for toddlers and preschoolers and whoever is reading it to them. And finally, we have a wonderful milestone to celebrate with Walker Books. The beloved classic, Guess How Much I Love You, by Sam McBratney, is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Little Nut Brown Hair, and big nut brown hair have been setting the standard for showing boundless affection for 3 decades. And we're so chuffed to have brought in the anniversary editions of all these books in the series. And we just know that it's a beautiful way to introduce the book to a new generation. But there's more. Sam McBratney's newest book, set in the same world, has just been released. I See Me. It's another beautifully gentle, poetic story about the same two hares, this time exploring the simple pleasure of discovering their own reflection and the magic of seeing the world around them. It's a gorgeous companion to the original and a perfect addition to any baby's bookshelf. Paige, that's all of the new books on the Pan Macmillan's children's shelf. But before we close off our segment, I want to hand over to a very special guest and local author who is still in celebration mode after winning the SA Book Award for Booksellers' Favorite Children's Book to Sell in 2024, as well as the Overall Award. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Hello, hello, fine music radio listeners. My name is Salamina Musese. I'm an actress, producer, and now award-winning children's book author. And I'm absolutely delighted to be here to share about my brand new picture book. It's called Nawa's Invisible Blanket. This is a magical, heartwarming story about a little boy, Nawa, who sometimes feels afraid to try new things. His sister gives him a very special blanket, an invisible blanket. A gift of imagination that helps him discover the courage he's always carried inside himself. It's a story about bravery, but also the power of creativity and the belief that even the smallest of us can face big feelings with hope. I wrote this book hoping that it would spark conversations between parents, teachers, and children about fear, about bravery, and most importantly, about the importance of believing in your own inner strength. So here's my dream. My dream is that families will read it together and that children will come away feeling a little braver, a little lighter, and a whole lot more empowered. Nawa's Invisible Blanket has just been released. It's already available on digital platforms like Takealot and Ethnikids. You'll also be able to find it in major bookstores around the country. And something I'm really, really proud of is with the help of Pan Macmillan, it's available in 5 languages. English, Afrikaans, isiZulu, isiXhosa, and Sepedi. So that even more children can see themselves reflected in this story. I truly hope Nawa's Invisible Blanket becomes a favorite to share at bedtime, in classrooms, and in story circles, reminding us all, young and old, that courage, imagination, and love really can carry us through anything. Thank you so much for having me on the book show this month, and happy reading. Bye.
Isn't Salamina wonderful? If any listeners want to know more about any of the books you heard about today, please follow us on Instagram at Pan Macmillan SA Kids or on Facebook at Pan Macmillan South Africa Kids. Thank you for your time.
What a phenomenal segment. And a very big, huge congratulations and welcome to Salamina Musese from Pan Macmillan, who is the author of Nawa's Invisible Blanket. And I know that bookseller award is actually a really big award. It's an important award because it means something. These are the books that the booksellers out there, the people on the streets, the people working in the exclusive books around the country and the bookshops around the country, these are their favorite books to sell. The books that people are really loving, the books that they find easy to sell. And I'm so pleased that Nawa's Invisible Blanket is one of those books. It's such an important book, especially because it's been translated into so many languages. How fantastic is that? I think we're going to get to a point in this country where all our fiction that we publish is published in more than one language. And wouldn't that be incredible? So that everybody can experience the story in their mother tongue. I think it's really important. But even more important is that children have books that tell their stories in their own languages. So I think this is an important segment. I was thinking, as we go into Halloween season, I know we give away candy and sweets. It's just not lasting at all. What if we made it customary to put children's books into those children's baskets when they're collecting candy? It's so much more lasting, and the nice thing about books is they don't give you cavities. So thank you so much to the Pan Macmillan team. That was such a lovely segment. We've got a track now. This is Walking on Sunshine by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. Was Walking on Sunshine by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. It's actually one of my favorite tracks. It always makes me happy and I want to sing along. You are tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio. My name is Paige Nick. I am the regular host of this show, and our show is sponsored by Exclusive Books, and we are just so grateful to have them come in and sponsor this show so that we can talk about books for a whole hour every second week. And this is our special Publisher's Choice edition, as I mentioned earlier, which means on today's show we have three of South Africa's top publishers. We've already had Penguin Random House. We've already had Pan Macmillan. Helen A. was here. And we have one more publisher. That is the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team. And after that, we're going to be joined by Exclusive Books, South Africa's number one bookseller, and they're going to tell us a bit about what they've got going on their shelves. But before that, we're moving now on to the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team. So I've mentioned it before on the show, but Jonathan Ball are a South African, a very proudly South African publishing house. So the other publishers that we've heard from, Penguin Random House and Pan Macmillan on today's show, these are global companies. These are household names. Penguin Random House exists in every single country around the world, as does Pan Macmillan. They're my publishers. They also exist all over the world. So you will recognize that name. What's remarkable about Jonathan Ball Publishers is that they are a uniquely South African independent publishing house. They were founded right here in South Africa in 1976 by Jonathan Ball. They are best known for publishing and distributing very high quality non-fiction books. A lot of stuff on South African politics, South African history, biography and current affairs. But then they do something interesting as well. They import a lot of titles and they do what we call distribution. So they will take a lot of titles from international publishing houses, Hachette, for example, and then they will redistribute them in South Africa. So the majority of what they publish is South African, and I'm sure if you read much nonfiction, you will have many of their titles on your shelves. But they also have this astonishing fiction and nonfiction that they bring in from overseas. So it's quite an interesting publishing model. The other publishers do that too, Penguin Random House and Pan Macmillan, but they're bringing books in from their own stable, whereas Jonathan Ball reached far and wide into all sorts of different publishers. And so without further ado, I would like to welcome Shakti Pillay into the studio to tell us about what Jonathan Ball is publishing in South Africa and what they are bringing in from overseas and distributing in the upcoming months. Welcome to the show, Shakti Pillay and the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team.
Hello to you lovely listeners of Fine Music Radio. And thank you, Paige, for that lovely introduction. This is Shakti back from Jonathan Ball Publishers. And this October, we're focusing on a topic that many of us are learning more and more about. A topic that not only creeps into our everyday lives, but has become a silent pandemic. We're talking about mental health. October is Mental Health Awareness Month, with the 10th of October marking World Mental Health Day. Mental health is an integral part of our well-being. Did you know that 1 in 8 people suffer from a diagnosable mental disorder? With the worrying cry for help state of the world, mental health has become more prevalent than ever before. We have a handful of books that look at the different strands of life's challenges, which influence our mental gymnastics and ultimately frame the way we tackle inner and outer worries. Best-selling author, NYU professor, and co-host of the Pivot podcast, Scott Galloway, offers a path forward for men and parents of boys in his new book, Notes on Being a Man. Boys and men are in crisis. Boys are less likely to graduate from high school or college than girls. 1 in 7 men report having no friends. Even worse, the lack of attention to these problems has created a void filled by many voices espousing misogyny, the demonization of others, and a toxic vision of masculinity. As we know from spasms of violence, there is nothing more dangerous than a lonely, broke young man. Scott Galloway has been sounding the alarm on this issue for years. In Notes of Being a Man, Galloway explores what it means to be a man in modern society. He promotes the importance of healthy masculinity and mental strength. He shares his own story from boyhood to manhood. He explores his parents' difficult divorce, working through his anger and depression issues, trying to make money, and raising 2 boys. He shares the sometimes funny, often painful lessons he learned along the way. Some of these lessons include: being a good dad means being good to their mother. Action absorbs anxiety. Find what you're good at and follow your talent. Get out of the house. Take risks and be willing to feel like an imposter. This is a key to professional success and masculinity. Acknowledge your blessings and create opportunities for others. Be of surplus value. Be kind. That's the secret to success in many relationships. With unflinching honesty, Scott Galloway maps out an enriching, inspiring operator's manual for being a man today. From Dr. Zulana Montmany comes a must-read action plan to reclaim your focus, direct your attention, and save your mind in an era of endless distraction, featuring a 21-day kickstart guide to focus. In this guide, finding focus zones in on how focus is key to our ability to do good work, but it's connected to so much more than just efficiency or productivity. When our rest is punctured by email notifications, we feel exhausted. When family time is disrupted by multitasking, we seem disconnected from each other. When creative space is drained away by the lure of other priorities, we feel empty. But if we can control our attention and be present, if we choose when and how we engage, we have a greater sense of well-being, deeper fulfillment, and a clear purpose. Finding focus invites you to ask the question, where do I want to direct my focus today? And supports you on your journey to reclaiming your attention and curating the life you want to lead. It is a call to arms for anyone yearning to break free from the grip of distraction and live a life brimming with purpose and connection. Leading behavioral scientist Dr. Zolana Montminy unveils the science behind focus on distraction, revealing how our hyper-connected reality and the endless flux between digital and physical life fragments our thoughts and diminishes our well-being. The mother wound has been a layered buzzword that has witnessed serious and important conversations break free. Healing the Mother Wound by Moshitadi Lelomela is a transformative, deeply compassionate guide to healing one of the most complex forms of trauma, the wounds created by absent, neglectful, or harmful mothering. Mother wound recovery coach and best-selling author Moshitadi Lelomela offers a revolutionary approach to healing that moves beyond blame to embrace radical self-compassion and conscious reparenting. Drawing from her own healing journey and work with clients globally, Moshitadi reveals how the mother wound operates on personal, cultural, and generational levels, affecting our relationship, self-worth, and ability to experience joy. Weaving in traditional Bapedi wisdoms, the book also explains how trauma intersects with patriarchy and racism, making it especially powerful for people of color. Raw and honest, this guide promises not just recovery, but a complete transformation into a life of authenticity and emotional freedom. Another burgeoning aspect of our mental health is strongly related to our workplace environments. With workplace stress and burnout at record levels, everyone needs to understand the mental health challenges we face at work. But these challenges can be hard to anticipate and manage, whether we're tackling our own sense of overwhelm or trying to help a colleague. That matters, not just for individuals, but for organizational well-being as well. Poor mental health is miserable for the people affected. It's also bad news for success more widely. In Well-Being Intelligence, Kiran Bharti and Thomas Roulette have compiled a first aid kit of tried and tested tools to help us assess and manage mental well-being as individuals, in teams, and as part of wider organizational cultures. From self-care and self-assessment to how to help others and the right kinds of policies and support, Well-Being Intelligence offers a practical guide to better mental well-being for everyone. We hope that these books have allowed some reprieve and provided tools and stories that can offer a space for reflection, calm, and resonance this Mental Health Awareness Month. Take care of you and take care of your mental health. Do keep in touch and follow Jonathan Ball Publishers on all social media platforms for your next recommended read, updates on events, and what's trending. Until next time, happy reading from the Jonathan Ball team.
A huge thank you to the Jonathan Ball Publishing team for bringing us that delicious list of books. My to-read pile is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And every time I finish a book, I think I'm just bashing away at that pile, but then I add three more. So it's a case of one step forward and three steps back. But you know what? I'm happy about that. I wouldn't want it any other way. And I got to be honest, even though I've got an enormous pile of books, I still walk past a bookshop today and I bought a book because I just can't help myself. I think, hi, my name is Paige and I'm a book addict. Anyway, you might be a book addict as well, which is why you are tuned into Book Choice here on Fine Music Radio. Our show is sponsored by Exclusive Books, our lovely partners in crime, fiction, and nonfiction. And the wonderful Mzuma Keta is the man behind the music on our show. He has selected all the tracks for today's show. He also pulls our whole show together. And so he selected this next track that we're going to play. It is Summertime, and it's by Buchanan. Thank you. Welcome back. That was Summertime by Buchanan, and you are listening to Book Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick, who loves books too much and loves to talk about them, and our show is sponsored by Exclusive Books. If you missed anything on today's show, if you heard something that interested you but maybe you didn't catch the title, or if you'd like to re-listen to something, or if you'd like to send a segment to a friend you think they might like it, we load the show as a podcast on the Fine Music website, which is fmr.co.za, or on our app. As soon as the show is flighted, we'll load it onto the podcast section of our website, and you can have a listen at your leisure. You tuned into our special Publisher's Choice edition of Book Choice on Fine Music Radio, where we've already had three of South Africa's top publishers telling us about what they've got going on. And we are into our fourth and final segment of the show. We welcome the team from Exclusive Books here to tell us what they've got going on in the upcoming month. And I think they've got quite a lot going on. We've got Halloween coming up, and Sungano is here, and she's going to tell us what else.
Thank you, Paige. Hello to everyone listening. My name is Sungano, and I am from Exclusive Books with a spooky selection of recommendations for October, as well as some regular recommendations for anyone who doesn't care about that. First things first, what am I reading at the moment? Shock and horror, I'm not reading anything at the moment. I have a very bad habit of starting a bunch of different books when I'm in between books, which I am currently. And I have like 5 books that I've started, and I haven't made any progress with them. So I need to decide which book I'm going to commit to. But I did finish Audition by Katie Kutamura recently, which was a short-ish novel, and it's a bit meta. It follows a woman who is an actress, and you read 2 different scenes that depend on which decision she makes. So it's almost like a converging reality. It was really interesting. It was a little bit confusing, but still good. I don't want to give too much away, but Audition is also on the shortlist for the Booker Prize, if you're interested. October is Horror Month in the world of reading, and if you didn't know, it's also Pride Month in South Africa. I love horror myself. I love being scared. Whenever I think about horror novels, I think about The Stuff of Nightmares by Mallory Blackman, because it's the first book that I can remember scaring me enough that I didn't want to continue reading it. With movies, it's a bit different because you can see the thing in front of you that's supposed to be scaring you, but with books, it's in your mind. It's like you're making it up yourself. There are a few spooky titles on Exclusive Books Recommends this month that I have to share with you today. But I also wanted to mention that from the 5th to the 11th of October, Banned Book Week, in America mostly, but I think it's still a great opportunity to highlight access of information and freedom of speech through books. Banned Book Week started in 1982 with American librarian Judith Krug. It is a week dedicated to recognizing that freedom of speech isn't limited to the spoken word, but it carries an equal weight when it comes to infringing on the general public's access to publication without censorship or the banning thereof. We don't have a lot of banned books in South Africa currently, but during apartheid, banning books was a tool used by the government to suppress political organization, diverging ideas, and overall to keep people ignorant to possibility. Books from Steve Biko, Nadine Gordimer, and Andre Brink, all great literary talents, have been previously banned by the apartheid government because of the ideas in them. They were considered scary enough to revoke access to them entirely. They're not banned as of now, but they were previously. We carry a range of books at Exclusive Books, exploring anything from politics to gardening, fiction to business, from a range of authors in a variety of languages. Information is exciting, and there is most definitely something exciting waiting for you between the shelves at Exclusive Books. With that, let's get into our top recommended reads for October. First on the list is The Witching Kitchen by Martinus van Tee. This adorable children's book is a whimsical collection of culinary magic. When the moon is full and the planets align, a peculiar chill in the spine signals the perfect time for a fabulous stew. This is a beautiful story of a grandmother and daughter cooking together with intriguing ingredients like dragon's breath and a dodo's plume to craft the tastiest of treats. This book is perfect for the spooky season, and it also makes the perfect storybook. Next, I have Richard Osman again, but within reason. Thursday Murder Club is a huge series, if you aren't already familiar. It follows 4 retirees that meet up once a week to solve unsolved murders. The Thursday Murder Club is the first book in the series, and it follows the murder club when a brutal killing takes place on the doorstep of the retirement village, and the murder club find themselves in the middle of the first live case. There are 4 books in the series currently, and the 5th is coming out very soon. You don't have to read them in order, but it would be fun to kind of get into the characters and really immerse yourself into the story. Each book follows a different murder with the same murder club members. So if you're looking for a murder mystery that has low stakes and is ballasted with some misadventures and laughs, start The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman. Another heavy-hitting thriller author that is a bit less cozy is Freida McFadden. If you haven't heard of her, where have you been? Freida McFadden is the queen of domestic thrillers, famous for the Housemaid series. The first book in the series being The Housemaid, which follows a young woman employed to clean the Winchesters' mansion, and she has a lot of secrets, as do the Winchesters. You read through the book following the housemaid's perspective, and then the wife of the house, who's Mina Winchester, her perspective, and their lives intertwine as they kind of find out more about each other and the secrets that they're both keeping. It's a very quick read, I must say. It's very fast-paced and keeps you guessing. There are 3 books in the Housemaid series, but Freida McFadden has a long list of nail-biting thrillers you can sink your teeth into, like The Boyfriend, The Crash, and The Tenant. For nonfiction picks this month, I'm so excited to talk about A Perfect Life by trained analyst and pet doula Dion Chang. Perfect Life is a helpful guide for the practical advice for pet parents in the modern world, from planning a pet-friendly holiday to paternity leave. Dion Chang unpacks the latest trends alongside animal behaviorist Lee Schenker to help us understand just how much our lives are ruled by our furry friends. A long-awaited nonfiction read is the memoir of Arundhati Roy, Mother Mary Comes to Me. You might know Arundhati Roy for her book, The God of Small Things, which won the Booker Prize for Fiction in 1997. Mother Mary Comes to Me is her first memoir, and it is described as an intimate and inspiring account of her relationship with her mother, Mary. Distraught after her mother's death, she started writing the book and collates reflections and memories in this collection of essays. The cover is absolutely beautiful, and it sounds like a very heartfelt and emotional book. I hope you embrace the spooky season this month and pick up a banned book, something scary, or if not, you can always pop into an exclusive bookstore and find something that doesn't include anything scary. Either way, I hope October is a month full of fruitful reading for everyone listening. And with that, I will hand it back to Paige.
Thank you so much, Sungana, for another great segment. I know you were talking about not being able to read right now. I get that too. They call it a book hangover. Have you heard of that, listener? What you've last read was so good that it stays with you and you struggle to pick up and get into that next book. Maybe you start a few. Sometimes I'll start 3 or 4 books, read the first chapter, not get sucked in, not love picking it up. Then I move to the next one and try that until you get something that really talks to you. So Sungana, I feel your pain and I hope you slip right back into your reading mojo as soon as possible. And why not with all these incredible offers that you gave us? I love that you were talking about the horror books for Halloween coming up. Like I said, I do believe deep in my heart that instead of giving only candy and chocolates and sweets to kids on Halloween, we should throw in the odd book too. You can go to your local exclusive books and pick up a children's book for not that much money, and probably pretty much what you're going to spend on a big bag of fizzers anyway. And I think, like I said before, it's much better for everybody involved. I also wanted to talk, you mentioned Banned Book Week, which is from the 5th to the 11th of October, and I'd never heard of that before. So I went to Google and check it out. And I think this is particularly relevant in the times we're living in. I know in America it's happening a lot where books are being banned much more than they ever were, which just blows my mind. I can't imagine why you would ban a book, but, you know, that's a longer conversation. We've only got an hour in this show, and I would imagine that's a much longer conversation. But you reminded me of a story. About a decade ago, I was at the Cheltenham Literary Festival, which is a literary festival in the United Kingdom, a massive literary festival. And I was lucky enough to see Salman Rushdie speaking about his book that he just brought out. And he had written a book called The Satanic Verses, which caused a lot of outrage among Muslims, and it led to him getting death threats, and it really turned his life upside down. Another book that he wrote was called Midnight's Children, which was banned in India, but wasn't banned for very long, but it was critical of the Indian government, and so it got a lot of flack. But what interested me about this, and brings me back to Sungana talking about Banned Books Week, is that when I saw Salman Rushdie speaking at the Cheltenham Literary Festival, he was talking about his book, the Satanic Verses, which had been burned. People were setting fire to this book. They were having huge public rallies where they were setting fire to his books. And a gentleman stood up at the end when they have question and answer time at the end of a panel, and he addressed Salman Rushdie and he introduced himself and he said hello, and he said that all those years ago he had been one of the people protesting against the book and he had burnt the book, and he wanted to tell Salman Rushdie that he had since actually read the book and he couldn't understand what all the fuss was about, and he'd taken it upon himself to come to the festival, see Salman Rushdie speak, and he wanted to apologize to him for his part in burning the book and causing such a riot about the book. And it was a very moving story, but it really made me think, these books that are being banned, we really need to talk about them. We need to read them, because maybe once we've read them, we'll look back and we'll go, I'm not sure why that was banned. So thank you so much, Sungano, for raising that. Really, you've made me think, and you've made me Google Banned Books Week, and you've made me want to go out and seek a book that has been banned and buy it, because that's the best thing we can do. So a huge thank you to Penguin Random House, to Jonathan Ball Publishers, to Pan Macmillan Publishers, and to our friends at Exclusive Books for joining us here in the studio at Fine Music Radio for today's show to bring us all these highlights of books that you're bringing out. Listener, thank you so much to you too for lending us your ears. I hope that there was something in today's show that spoke to you, a book that you thought, oh, maybe I could read that, or oh, maybe I could gift that. And we've really enjoyed being here, and we hope you've enjoyed being here too. We're going to play out with one of my favorite South African groups, Black Sunshine, with Birds Will Sing. And until next time, happy reading. FMR.